dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career, Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wins with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, 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 by the radio, to come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live, the newly formatted Hump Day After Dust Wednesdays. Oh, man. Before we do that, I don't know if somebody haven't done it in a while. We got to do it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump Day?
Yeah. So, yes, man, it is Hump Day After Dust. I'm just newly formatted. As you guys have been aware of, that we actually this week we started making the shows back to hours. So Monday shows to 1 hour, and we're only 1 hour on Wednesdays. And so there's no more all music hour, but of course you will still get music. But, man, I don't know how you, man. So I guess a little bit early in the day, interviews earlier, everything, man. So I'm glad to be able to do it. And, man, so much coming up. So, first off, I'm going ahead and I'm going to get some of my stuff out the way. First off is reminding you guys, we got a very, 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 very big thing going down over on BX25 Vixens Magazine's website, BX25Vixens.com. Go over there, check them out. They're a sister magazine to our magazine, Human Canvas Magazine. Check them out. It's got issue number 9. They're also taking in submissions for issue number 10, which is their summer issue. So they come out, every quarter. It's a quarterly magazine. Make sure you get in where you fit in. And, heck, man, I can't stress any more than that. Make sure you submit to them and make sure your stuff is on point. It will tell you everything you need to do to submit to them. Some more stuff that I'll let you guys know is going to be on today's show. We got my girl Candy, who is actually in the newest issue of Human Canvas. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. I mean, that's issue number eight for us. So check out issue number 8. And big news for those of you that didn't know already, we recently just got picked up by our good friends over at Maxter.com. You can go over there as well, type in Human Canvas Magazine. When you go there, it will allow you to download the digital copy of the magazine, and it's a special app. So now all the Android people out there, the Windows people, everything, there's something for everyone can download. There's a way for everyone to view the magazine from their mobile devices and their computers. And so now there's plenty more ways to do it. So we're glad to make this partnership with Maxter. And another big announcement I want to get out the way for you guys as well. Coming up starting next Monday, every Monday, my boy Martin Carr, you know, one of the greatest UK artists, you know, to just come and hit the scene in the underground scene. He's making some moves. He will be giving out an autographed copy of his new EP. So make sure you check it out, man. You can't beat that. This dude is on top of his game, on his stills as well, my good friends are saying. And, oh, man, just a lot. There's just a lot, man, coming up. It was just is so overwhelmed with greatness. We're actually doing the show right now from the new office area. So I'm so glad to be able to do that as well. So you guys can be trying to You know, we'll be soon be doing live webcamming during the show, so you'll be able to get a live feed of me acting a fool, see what I do behind the scenes while I'm on the show acting a fool, whatnot, the phrases I make, and whatnot. Now, some news I want to go ahead and go on. First, for those of y'all on the news feed, don't tell me about it yet. I know there's a new episode of Love & Hip Hop ATL on this Wednesday, which I don't know why they do this to us. They can do it every Monday. This whole thing throwing us off and you decide to just come from left field, do a Wednesday episode. I don't know what the heck that's about. But I will be able to check it out after the show and be able to view it, so don't tell me about it. But am I the only one? I just want to know if I'm the only one who feels like CBJ and Mimi. No, I mean, Mimi and Nico. Is Nico, I'm a little confused now. He wants to be CBJ so bad, I mixed up his freaking name. But Mimi and Nico, is it me? Or do you just feel like that, okay, we know about your sex tape. All right, bam, we know that's what the first couple episodes is going to be about around that. We're done after that with the two of them. We don't care anymore. I just said they have no relevance on their season. There's nothing left to entice me to pay attention to them. There's nothing. And because, I mean, really, you know, because everything that Mimi says she stands for, she's kind of backpedaling around, and it pisses me off when people do that. Never say never. Never say never. Unless you have the willpower to make sure you don't do something. If you're not going to do it, if you're not going to stay true to not doing it, then don't run around saying it. And then the thing you're doing, you talk to somebody about something they're doing in that realm that might, and it's not as crazy, not quote-unquote as crazy as what you're doing. So really, in the day, man, it just pisses me off to see this unravel. I mean, you would just think that some little biological clock would click over and say, you know what? Just maybe. So it's crazy because this season, a lot of people are more warmed up to Jocelyn. Because I understand Jocelyn, one thing I like about Jocelyn is, and you get this every season for her, what you see is what you get. That's how I feel. The woman is giving you, she doesn't beat her. She gives you what you see is what you get. And she's going to be crazy. And I was like, oh, God, I got to deal with this crazy woman. But what I like about it is what you got from season one is what you got in season two is what you got in season three. So, heck, man, I just have so much more love for Jocelyn now because I know when people are just being treated, completely treated themselves and just proving themselves time after time, then, heck, that's just what it is, man. And I like the chemistry between her and CBJ. It just comes off so much more natural. So, man, y'all, they got hopefully stepped up this season. And, yeah, man, just simple as that. Get it, step it up, man. Quit. Well, like I said, Nico and Mimi have no purpose on this show now. We already know the behind the scenes. You did this, whatever, popped the coochie, whatever, got in the shower ride, this, that, and the other. That's like already played out now for me. So it's not really nothing to really keep you on the show for me. And you can try all this extra stuff, but then it's going to feel like you're trying too hard to do something that you're not about. So we're going to play this song, which is one of our classic songs, here on Life in the Dusk Live. I'm Bob and Boy Spinning. This is Get to the Money. See, that's what Jocelyn and CBJ like to do. They like to get to the money. Let's get it.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing taking place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, foe. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money.
So first off the bat, man, kind of let everybody know, you know, where you're from and, you know, what led you to getting modeling in the whole first place.
Well, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. So I've got to represent like where I came from. But right now I'm living in Richmond, Virginia. And I've always wanted to be a model ever since I was a little girl, very photogenic. I was very shy, even coming up as a teenager, just the shy girl. So, but I just stepped out on faith, and I just went for it. Two children later.
Yes, you got over that fear.
Yeah, I got over that fear and just stepped out on faith, like I said, and just did it. And here
you know, it's
I
funny,
am
a lot
today.
Of people don't realize about me. They don't realize that I was once a shy person. They find it so hard to believe. But, yeah, I used to be shy. I still have my shy moment, believe it or not. So.
Really?
I just do a very good job of hiding it.
Well, that's a good thing. So.
Yes.
I used to be Michelle, man.
People would hate. But people that just hate on you, just being different and tall and all that other stuff, it just doesn't go right with some people.
Right. Yeah, because I have, like, a lot of my old schoolmates, because when I was in private school, I was that skinny string bean girl. So, and now when they see my pictures on Facebook, they're like, oh, what happened to that skinny little girl that we used to tease? So.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely see a different outlook on me now. But.
Yeah, because I know her personally myself. You know, how did you overcome that? You know, overcome eventually rising above the teasing that people did, because I know, you know, it took me to high school, freshman year of high school, to finally, you know, get over that, because I dealt with it all of middle school and elementary school.
Right. Well, it's funny you say that, because, you know, I dealt with being teased in private school, and then even with high school, I was very slender, so, you know, none of the boys looked at me. I didn't have that shape or anything like that. But even as growing up, because I was always the quiet one, even out of my friends, I was always the quiet one. So I was always the one never really recognized. And I always worried about what other people would say and how other people would think. And even with my parents, because they were so strict on me, and I was living, like, in their limelight and not mine. So just coming over all of that from one thing to another and just finally realizing that there's something that I need to do for me, whether it lasts just a season or if it lasts for a long time, you know I did this because of me, for me. So... that's why I say, you know, I encourage people to step out on faith and do what you want to do, despite of what other people say or how they feel, because I've had a lot of people come at me like, oh, you can't be no model, you know.
Mm.
But I did it, and I'm doing it, and I'm happy, and I'm very proud of myself. So.
Maybe I give you a hand on that one. You know. Yes. Yes. You know what's funny, too? You know what pisses those people off more? For you to not only do what they said you can do, but continually prove them wrong day after day and get better at what you're doing. That pisses them off even more.
Right. You're right. It does.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And no matter what, you know, you see that you're doing better, and you see that you're bettering yourself, they're still going to say what they're going to say. And you just have to learn, you know, not to ignore it and just still do you, because only you can make you happy. And I just learned the hard way, you know, you can't please
can
everybody.
Can make you happy.
So.
So how did you come up with the name? What, speaking, I jokingly said about you, the name Candy earlier about saying, hey, oh, you have that sweet voice, which is sweet like candy. What led you to come up with the name Candy? Everyone has their different stories of why they go by their different names.
Well, I grew up with that name. That's what my family called me, Candy. My name is Candace, so everybody in my family called me Candy. And everybody always say, oh, she's so sweet, because I was always a quiet one. I just smiled. So that's when the name came from. Just came from home.
Now we're going to put you on blast, though, from left field. You know, can you make good Kool-Aid? Because, you know, if you don't name Candy and you're supposed to be sweet and you can't make good Kool-Aid, you can't make the Kool-Aid for the house.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, because if my sister's listening, she's going to say, no, she can't make no Kool-Aid. I'm not even going to say I can make no good Kool-Aid.
Oh, no. We got to give it a trick. No.
No.
I'm going to teach you right now. So when you make it, next time you're in charge of Kool-Aid, I got you. That's what you do, right? This is a 70-day way of making Kool-Aid. Although I only drink water now, but when I was drinking Kool-Aid, this is how you make the Kool-Aid. You take this, before you put the powder in there, you take the sugar, and you say, you'll take the bag, and you don't pull out a measuring cup. Do not pull out a measuring cup. Take the bag and pour it to your heart's content. Like, just pour it, you're happy enough. Once you're happy enough, then pour the Kool-Aid packet on top of that. Then you put the water in there. Stir it up real good. Now, by the way, don't put the thing all the way to the top, because I'm going to tell y'all something y'all can do next. Don't do it all the way to the top. Stir it up real good. Then throw some ice cubes on top of there. That way, that's why you're going to fill it to the top, because the ice cubes are going to bring it up a little more. It is going to dilute it so it ain't extra sweet like it's tasting like. I'm going to diabetes in a cup. And then, bam,
yeah,
there you go.
What I'm about
just
to
made
say.
Kool-Aid. There you go. You're good to go.
Okay, I'm going to try it that way next time.
So, yeah, see, you got it. So, now next time, you're going to say, next time they make the Kool-Aid, say, no, I got this. Let me make it for a second.
Yeah,
bam,
okay.
They're going to remember this show, and you go, yeah, see, you know how to make Kool-Aid now.
Mm-hmm.
Now jumping some more into modeling.
Yeah.
No, one of the people you actually work with, two people I know that I watch, because I actually got to watch you from the jump myself, as far as getting a good running start, and that's working with, who you work with now, Greg Hall. But you also work with as well. Kind of got you out of your shell and pushed you to be great, the great person that we see before our eyes now, T. Steele. So kind of tell us about, you know, that dynamic about, tell us how this work with your Uncle Greg and what he's kind of done to help you become a better model. And then kind of tell us how it is having a chance to work with T. Steele, which, by the way, is her cousin, in case y'all didn't know that.
Yes, T. Steele is my cousin. And actually, when I had my first shoot with Greg, she came with me, and I introduced her to Greg, and she set up everything, and she guided me on what to do, because I was shy, and I didn't know what to do. But that first test run, it went so well. And when Greg showed me my pictures, I was like, wow, that's me. And he was like, yeah, that's you. And, you know, I didn't, what he saw, I didn't see. And he encourages me all the time, and I'm very, very thankful to Greg, so thankful, because to this day, I still get negativity from my pictures, but he always shows me and brings out the positive in my pictures. And a lot of people, you know, they look at your pictures and they just look at it as if you're trying to sell sex or, you know, with the clothing you wear, it's less, or, you know, they're just looking at the negative part of it. And he brings out the positive part out of it. And I'm just so grateful to him. Now, with my cousin, we encourage each other. I'm so proud of her. She's so proud of me. There's definitely no competition whatsoever. We support each other. All her pictures are very beautiful. And I'm looking forward to seeing and watching her grow just as she's watching me grow. So we help each other out. We're family.
And that's, you know what, about the two of y'all, when you just watch them, because I've got a chance to watch y'all from starting, you know, y'all have grown so much over in so little time, too. That's crazy. And some people,
right,
they've been doing it for years, and their work just doesn't, you know, their work doesn't improve. It looks either, it stays stagnant, or it gets worse,
right,
sometimes. And that doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, my first thing that I told Greg, you know, I want to learn the ins and the outs. I don't want to just jump and just try to go for the gusto. You know, I want to learn. I'm taking my time. I'm not trying to get on the cover of Ebony by next week. I want to learn. Yeah, they think they're automatically supposed to just go to the cover of a major magazine. And not realizing you have to start from the bottom and work your way up, but also learn, you know, learn from your photographer, learn from your manager, just learn from other women that's been in the industry for years. Don't just think that you're better than them. I never think that I'm better than someone, because there's always going to be someone better than you. And I'm very observant, you know, and I watch, and I learn, and I listen. So I encourage any woman that's thinking about becoming a model, you know, just don't rush into it. Take your time and learn. And above all things, listen.
Baby, so. Take your time. There's a son that says, baby, take your time, do it right. You know, they were talking
that's
about
right.
love, but. And then we're talking about your career. Take your time, do it right.
Right.
But, yes. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song break. And then we come back, we're going to chop it up with you some more. Also, you know, we have every Hump Day at the Dusk Wednesday, we have the segment we like to call Naughty Moments of the Week. So I hope you're ready. And calling it also the second report. I'm a caller, you can also call in as well. And when you call, press 1, so I know that you want to act a fool and whatnot, and we'll bring you on. All right, so this track coming on you now is by Dirty Boy Quicks. This is The Road, because, hey, the road it took to get to where we at now is just, it's amazing, man. So we'll be back right here on Life of the Dusk Lives, Hump Day at the Dusk Wednesday. Let's get it.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
straight up out the burrow, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got these haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of slow till my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself saying fuck it, got no worry. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose.
Trials and tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup, getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my life and squeezing blocks until they're empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding ding. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it. Bang bang, two shots through your mouth, I'm talking clueless. It ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's a Friday after next, Craig and Day they story. Feel some type of way, then approach me on some G shit. I'll play your dentist and collect all your truth, bitch. Truth, bitch. That rob, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bounce shit. And shout out to my 88s. I'm gonna make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose.
All right, everybody, we're back right here on Life of the Dust Lives, Hump Dare to Dust, Wednesday, Thousand Boy, Dairy Boy, Quicks, with The Road, yes. That song kind of just explains how I feel about having to make it to the road of everyday life in this industry, man. But we got special guests in the building, Miss Candy, a big-time model in the building, and... Oh man, that was the easy part of the show. Like it's gonna get crazier. So
oh, it is.
Yes. Yeah, it's like that was like Candyland. Now this is like Monopoly, whatever. That's, if you had to measure it in levels.
Okay.
Okay. So far as putting on blast, what would you say was your favorite shoot you've done so far?
My favorite shoot was the motorcycle. I actually took some pictures on a motorcycle, and I like that because I use chains and a collar and a leash. handcuffs.
Oh,
real creative.
Next thing you know, you're going to say you into bondage. We're going to, oh, Lord. That's how I start. Y'all put the fucking chains go around your neck, then y'all want to stop playing bondage games.
Well, let me leave that alone.
So did you make that fire happen yourself? Did you, like, shoot fire from your hand or what? You know, I thought you had the fire behind you, too.
No, it wasn't no real fire.
Oh, okay, okay.
I would not be sitting around that, no.
Oh, okay, I thought you, like, used your hand and, you know, use your magic power to someone said, fire up here.
Oh, no. No.
Okay. Now, what's that? Is the motorcycle that you have, is that your motorcycle?
No, that's not my motorcycle. No.
Oh, okay, okay. I was getting ready to say, I'm about to say, man, you making me have to step my game up. I'm now, you know, I ain't no motorcycle driver yet, so I feel like I'm, like, slacking.
No, like, go ahead, get you one.
I know. The thing is, I'm afraid they go that fast and falling off is what scares the crap out of me.
Well, don't go that fast.
But you got to.
Well,
who wants to? You got to roll motorcycle. You got to ride on the freeway eventually.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to start on with a moped.
All right. Don't play.
Work your way up.
Don't play. You try to see. Y'all see how she's trying to play me, right? See, I do best on things with four wheels or more.
Well, you can get one of those three-wheeler bikes. You know, they have the ones with the three wheels.
Oh, man. Y'all see how she's just doing me, right? She's just going to continue to me. Oh, no. But, okay, so, yeah, sis, why I got you in the corner? Because you're trying to get me. Now I'm going to put you in the corner. As far as, not because, like I said, we have every Wednesday, on Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. We have the naughty moments of the week. So that being said, what is the naughtiest thing that she has ever done?
Well, Candy is a good girl. She doesn't do naughty things. You know, everybody has that persona of the name Candy. You know, when you look at movies, and the stripper in the movie, her name is what? Candy.
Yep.
Or that local
Candy,
prostitute.
But,
what's her name? Candy. So, see, I'm the new Candy, so I'm the good girl Candy. So this Candy doesn't do naughty things.
I'm a good girl. There they go. The crickets just let
them
come out.
That's all right. Let the crickets go. This is a good girl.
Yeah, don't fall for it. I'm not falling for it. It's always the quiet ones you gotta watch. So just know.
I'm pointing my eyes
at you. You know, like, hey, I see you. I ain't fool. You ain't got me fooled. All right. So as far as you want to show the naughtiest thing, what is the craziest thing you've ever done? Like, well, when I say that, let me be more specific. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? Because I'm pretty sure you've had your share of clumsiness or whatever, and like yours truly, I've had plenty of moments. I could write a book about all the embarrassing moments I've had.
I think one of the most embarrassing moments for me offhand, well, it was recently, when I was out with my girlfriends, and you know how you know you look cute and you have your heels on? Well, my heel broke. And that was just embarrassing. You couldn't tell me nothing because I thought it was cute.
So what did you do? Like, you know, did you just take your heel away? Y'all just
go home
after that?
I couldn't go home. They weren't trying to go home, and I wasn't driving. I was riding, so... wasn't going to take me home, so I had to look a little, sorry. I've been looking a little
so what did you, so what did you do to make up for it? Cause it I mean, because you had, you didn't go home. You had to stay there. So what did you do
the whole
to get
night, yeah, I had to sit.
Mm-hmm.
I had to sit the whole night. I couldn't dance.
This is kid. This is what your kid did. So you, I forgive you another play the playbook. You know, because you know, like when girls be dancing and they really begin to, they gotta take their, ooh, girl, I gotta take my shoes off. My feet starting to hurt. You can play it off like you taking your shoe off because your feet hurting, right? But it ain't really because your feet hurt, it's because you broke your heel. And then you dance your shoes off. Bam! I just helped you solve that problem.
Yeah, you did.
See, if only go back in time, I can go fix that. Like, listen to me. Just go ahead. That's what I did. You know, I would have been the voice in your head, like a little guardian angel on your shoulder, telling you that, like, hey, you got this.
Yeah, well, now I carry. Oh no, well now I carry flip flops in the car, so I always got to prepare. I learned my lesson. the flip flops definitely in the car.
Oh, Lord. So
is
that the only time you broke him, or did you break him another time?
No, I didn't break him no more after that. Of course, when you have the extra shoes in the car, of course, it's not going to break then.
Yes, I know, right? It's like, wow, now all of a sudden it doesn't want to. It's funny how that works.
You're right.
All right, now, as far as you had to pick three places in the world, that you would want to visit, and you had a week to spend in each of them, where would they be and why?
Oh, you said what?
If you had to pick three places in the world that you could visit, and you had a week to visit each of them, where would those places be and why?
Three places.
We give you the thinking music. Give you the thinking music here.
Okay, I got my three places.
All right. I was getting ready to get into it.
Do I have to bid some money on it?
Yeah, you had to bet some money too. That was like part of it.
Yeah, no, that was their music. Well, I've always wanted to go to China.
Well, and why is your mom, have you always wanted to go to China?
Well, just by, well, it's not because of their, just because of their food, but just learning their whole culture. I've always had an interest in their culture and their way of living. So I've always wanted to go there. And then I've always wanted to go to Jamaica. And that's because I just want to relax and drink and have fun and go to the beach.
I've been drinking. Okay, that's two.
And the last place I always want to go is Italy, because that would it looks so romantic. So just always wanted to go there.
You've been the gondola. Yeah, playing on the gondola. In my pizza pie, I'm right, so as far as kind of giving a tip to people that's getting started, you know, what tip would you give to a model just starting out to help her, you know, make a way for herself?
The first thing I would say is don't give up. Never give up. And don't take in the negativity, because there's always going to be people that's going to have something negative to say about your pictures. They're going to tell you that it doesn't look right, where your clothes at, or, you know, I just don't like your picture, your hair, your makeup. They're always going to find something to pick. I always tell people, this is what I do. even when I look at someone's picture, if I know someone that's getting ready to start something, a new business or anything, I give them something positive. I always believe in you tell them something positive. And then if there's something negative, you can tell them that after. But I always believe in you don't hit the person with the negativity first. I believe telling them something positive first. And then, you know, you can give them the words of encouragement, what they need to work on. But I would tell any woman, don't give up. You know, you look at I criticize myself. I'm the most, and Greg continues. I'm always finding something wrong. And he's always telling me, would you please stop it? Just stop it. So I just encourage you, you know, don't give up. Put it 100%. This is something that you want and you have a thirst and you're hungry for it, just go for it. Just go for it. Just block everyone out. Tune everyone. Just do and be the best you can be. That's all you can do. It's be the best that you want to be. You know where you want to go. You know as far as you want to go. So,
well, I'm going to take your advice because I'm thirsty for some water and I'm hungry for a chicken sandwich. So I'm going to take your advice. You're thirsty and hungry
okay.
for it, go for it. I'm going to go get it. That's what I'm going to go do.
Oh. Ah, you do that.
All right, so I'm going to see. I'm going to over this line. They're going to be like, oh, why are you doing that? That is that hard. All right, so I'm over the line. And if I'm not mistaken, it's got to be another beautiful woman in the great state of Virginia. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. They talk. Okay, they listening. Okay, I was gonna put them on blast. All right. So, that being said, let everybody know how they can follow you, or as we like to call here in the show, we like to call it stalking, because anybody can follow your links. Yeah, but do they keep up with your stuff? That's what we call stalkers here. So, how can they stalk you? Professionally,
I am on Facebook, a Big Time Candy. You can follow me on there, or they can also follow me on Instagram. I am under Classified. That's CLASSIFYD, and those are the two social media sites that I am currently on right now. So.
You
can follow me on either of those.
Oh, okay, there we go. Let the call. There we go. All right, caller, you on the air? What's up?
Hello.
Oh Lord, it's too many. This whole family, this beautiful family tree, all at one time. I
whatever, Steady. Hi, Candy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm good. I really called in to be nosy, and I called to congratulate you. I don't really have a question because I speak to your ass every other day. But I just want to say you are doing an awesome job. Keep up the good work. I'm very proud of you.
I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you. We got to try to do a shoot together. It's getting nice. So we got to go out and show our sexy body off. You know how I do. I don't care.
Sweet Lord, too much. I need a fan. Where's the fan at?
That's okay. But, you know, do your thing. You're on the right track. You know, I'm very proud of you. I don't say that too much to you, too many people, because you know how I am. I have to be strong. But do your thing, girl. You rocking it, you know. Always come to me if you need some ideas or any help. I don't mind. I just want us to try to build an empire and try to conquer and see how far we could go with this. You know, it's all about being sexy, being respectful, being, you know, classy, and try to rock and make some money and be sexy with it and see how far we could go. We're getting up in that age, so we got to hurry up, girl. We got to let it rock, you know. So... let's shine until we can't shine
Lord.
No more. You know what I mean? Steady, don't be cutting me off.
I'm over here fanning off because it's just too much, man. I'm not ready.
It's
my church fan out. You got two this whole family tree, this sexy family tree, just took over.
Yes, I had to interfere. But I can tell you this. I did buy the magazine, so I will be getting my hard copy. I did get issue number 5, and our issue, Candy, You Rock, number 8.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I downloaded
it. I ordered it, too.
You did. And then it downloaded to your phone, guys, so you automatically can have it so you can show up. So I'm in New York City last weekend, and I was telling people about the magazine supporting us. And, okay, we're in the house, and people didn't even know that was you. So for them to say that, yeah, with my mother, Cindy from Linden Plaza, you know, they was like, who is that? I was like, that is Candy. They did not even know it. So whatever you're doing it fucking good. You hear me? Don't let no one tell you nothing different. You know, sometimes I can be a bitch, but that's me. You know me. I tell you how it is. I don't give a hell. But I'm always going to tell you the truth, and I'm always going to tell you if you're doing good and if you're doing bad, because I don't want no one to fail. You know that. And I'm so proud of you, and I'm happy. And the magazine looks good, and it is classy. It is sexy and classy at the same damn time, and I'm happy that Steady did what he did, because I was in tears, too. So I'm happy. I don't want to take up your interview because I'm waiting for mine. So I don't want to take up all your time, girl. You know me, okay?
I'm just, you know, I'm over here, you know. People can say they want to say the show that, oh, Steady keep being thirsty. But I can't help it right now. I get a thirsty pass for a second. I got to deal with two beautiful women from the same family tree. How the heck that happened, I don't know, but Lord. So, yes, I get a thirsty pass for a second.
What is it called, Candy? Blackfoot Indian and Cherokee Indian? Is that's what it is, right?
Yes,
that's what it is. So that's what you got. You got real Cherokee Indian, and you got 33% Blackfoot Cherokee, Blackfoot Indian. So that's why we're beautiful.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back, Lord. I was on here praying for myself. I'm praying. Okay. Oh my God, man. Oh, why are we got a little bit of show left over? We got about 6-7 minutes of the show. I had stuff I wanted to go in on some more too. Because yes, no one's safe around me. If it's not on point, I'm gonna go in. So, one thing I'm not feeling, I don't know about y'all, but I'm just not feeling it. Monica Lewinsky. I'm going to spend very little time on this story, but I'm just going to get it out of my system right away.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Lewinsky is like this goddamn, you know, she's like that bump on the back of your neck that takes forever to go away. And just when you think it goes away, you put all this cream and stuff on it, it just resurfaces and you gotta deal with it again. Well, that's what this is going on right now. So how do I feel about this? This woman is putting out a book about writing about her affair with President Clinton. How ironic as we're getting ready to lead to another election soon. It's just, I thought we were done with that chapter. We know. It's public knowledge. You sucked his dick. We know now. Stop bringing it up. We don't want to know about the sucking his dick no more. Just give it, like, stop it. Because all you do, yeah, it makes him look semi-bad, but it really makes you look worse. It's not helping you. You can write more and more stories all you want. But, yeah, I can understand, yes, he was a married man, and he can't tell with me. You didn't have to put the married man's dick in your mouth, so don't complain. Don't put the dick, you're not going to, what did he do, I mean, he didn't swallow, you got to be the one to swallow, that's on you. You got on your knees. Last time I checked, you know, somebody's job or somebody that's completely against ethics, I mean, doing something, I'm leaving that damn job. So if he told you that's the only way you're going to keep your job, and as you do, you should have at the goddamn door. If that wasn't the case, then you fucking kidding me. You've got to be fucking kidding me, Monica Lewinsky. had it going on that she wasn't going to, I'm going to escape without me roasting about her. Yes, I feel better now.
That is crazy.
She had to write that book.
Yeah, I was like, we get it. Can you go away? Like, like somebody said on Facebook, bye, Felicia. We done. We've already been past it.
Right. But see, the fun thing about it, though, people are going to buy it. They're going to buy it. You know, everybody's talking about her, saying, why bring it up? Why bring it back up? Because, yeah, it is old news, but they're going to buy the book, and she's going to make money off of it. So.
Because why? Sex sells, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sex sells.
Right.
And you're going to buy the book.
Sex sells, but in this case, I'm not rolling with him on this one. This is a fucking
deal. Yeah, that's just crazy. If that's the case, Travis is going to come back out and say she had another video, a porn tape. So if Paris Hilton come out with something, then that's it. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. What? One more story I want to go in on. Speaking of magazines, it's crazy. Jet magazine, which y'all know Jet. You know, y'all remember y'all used to get a little small little Jet magazines every week.
Yeah.
They had the Jet Beauty of the Week and all that great story running. Well,
yeah.
After 63 years on newsstands, Jet magazine will be ending their print publications. It will be doing strictly digital.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
That's what's going on.
Wow.
I mean, this just came from left field on me today. So next month, that's when they change it. So in June, they will no longer be doing the prints. They will be doing it via digital. And my thought on that is, I'm pretty sure T can agree with it. She just got a print copy of Human Canvas and whatnot. To me, yes, digital is important. Yes, we're moving more to a digital world. But having that print copy in your hand still means so much more. And just the quality you get when you look through the print copy stuff. It's always different. It's always good to have something tangible in your hand.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
because I realized when you have the hard copy in front of you, you're more on it. You're more looking into it. When you're on a computer, you know, you could get a virus if you open up something. You know, you got to be careful with certain digital. So I'm thinking Jet is going to lose a lot of value from their reviews and stuff because no one is going to look at it on digital like they would a hard copy because sometimes you'll get a virus or your computer will go down. Even sometimes some of these eye candy, you can't do too much of that on your computer because your kids come behind you. You got to be careful. Or someone, you know, opens your computer and see all of that stuff. They're like, no, you know what, let me just have this hard copy. Stick this in the closet, take it in the bathroom, have some fun. You know, you got to think about it. It could be a win-lose situation from hard copy and digital. But I really love hard copy more than digital.
She loves hard.
Yes.
Copies, I mean, sorry.
Rugged and roared, hard. What can you do when it's soft? You can't do that when it's soft, only when it's hard, right?
Right.
Oh, she got a point there.
And he wasn't doing it.
Only we can do. Only
not a
we can turn it. Oh Lord! Only we can take that and make that something else. Well, everyone,
Steady doing herbal,
you know,
and Steady is doing Herbal Life. Are you doing Herbal Life, Steady? I see you working out. I see you getting a little slim there, boy. What's going on?
Yeah,
I wanna ask you some questions.
You know, I'm over here, you know, my stomach is getting flat. I'm over here, you know, I'm doing my little thing. I'm doing my thing over here. Thinking.
That's right. I like. That's good. Keep up the good work. If you need some Herbal Life, you holler at me.
All
right. Get that body,
you know,
looking right.
I'm going to get my body. Like, I'm trying to get it. When I was young, I'm going to shout out the summer body and be like, oh, City J.
That's what's up.
Yes, I see. I gotta give y'all some ooh candy too. I can't have all the fun. All right,
yeah,
y'all.
You sure can.
Y'all just
I would love to see some
soul.
Pictures. My inbox is kind of getting boring. I need some pictures. Please enlighten my inbox for me. That would be so nice. He's gotta hang up on me. I'm hanging up with his phone.
Oh,
Lord.
I got
me.
Your ass here. Hold on. All right, so y'all. What are we gonna do? We going on out now, and to remind you guys, if you miss any parts of the show, y'all can check them out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEEY letter J. You can also search it on iTunes for free. Type in Dust Spot Radio Network. You can find the shows on there. And don't forget to go over to Beyond Pod. That's in the app store for Android Play Store. You can get on Android too. And we download that app. You can go to Dust Spot Radio Network on there. Listen to the show from there. So there's really not any way you can't listen to the show. There's too many ways. So therefore, everybody, I thank y'all for tuning in. Candy, I thank you for coming to the show. T Steel, thank you for coming through as well. You know, you every time you come through, you're always so full of craziness. So yes, I thank everyone that supports the show. And man, shoot, we rolling out. Y'all know we in every show. That's a money in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in an episode of Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. And oh yeah, what's our public service announcement we give every Wednesday? That's if you're gonna hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right.